All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. It's 10:30 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order, and as always, we'll begin our meeting with an invocation today led by Commissioner Willis, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
Please bow your heads. Good Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name, thankful for today. This is the day that you made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. And with Thanksgiving coming up next week, Lord, we just want to thank you for all the many blessings that you've bestowed upon us. They don't go unnoticed, and they're very appreciated, and we don't deserve them. Lord, I pray you pray for wisdom as we make decisions that impact citizens of this county. Please be with all of our Jefferson County employees and their family, and with everybody here to this Thanksgiving holiday. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with a time of public comment. If there's anyone present in the courtroom who wishes to make public comment on any item that's on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If someone is attending remotely and wishes to make public comment, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. And just as a reminder, there will be no Commissioners Court meeting next week, the week of Thanksgiving, on Tuesday, November 25th. No meeting. And then, once again, announcing that the annual Jefferson County Christmas tree lighting is going to be held on Monday, December 1st at 11 a.m. in the foyer of the new part of the courthouse. And we'll begin our items today under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for replacement of outboard motors and rigging kits for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office Marine Division. Item B is... B and C are amended slightly in that they will be received and filed next week or the following meeting. So item B is going to be consider and approve execute amendment number 3 to task order number 3 for the rebid of term contract for FEMA grant management services for Jefferson County, which will extend the expiration date of task order number 3 from July 24, 2024 to September 30th, 2026. Item C is to consider and approve and execute amendment number 1 to task order number 4 for the rebid of the term contract for FEMA grant management services for the county. This amendment will extend the expiration date of task order number 4 from July 24, 2024 to September 30, 2026. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 to the professional services agreement with Brave Architecture Spindletop Center in Jefferson County in the amount of $12,100 for additional services for an exterior pre-engineered metal canopy at the north entry, bringing the total amount from $240,158 to $252,258 in accordance with the request for statements of qualifications for architectural services for redesign of the Jefferson County Diversion Center pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. This project is funded by an interlocal agreement between Spindletop Center and Jefferson County, which was executed on March 18th of 2025. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with the LaBiche Architectural Group in the amount of $20,000 for Jefferson County Courthouse Jail HVAC replacement project with the discretionary exemptions authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.02484 of personal or professional services. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Offit, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is to receive and file a statement of financial position for Jefferson County Community Supervision and Corrections Programs for state fiscal year ending August 31st, 2025. Excuse me. Item B is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $16,637,102.61 to the State Comptroller for Intergovernmental Transfer for the Jefferson County Local Provider Participation Fund for the Comprehensive Hospital Increased Reimbursement Program, that funding being provided by the hospitals. Item C is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $226,489.19 to the State Comptroller for the Intergovernmental Transfer for Jefferson County LPPF for the Uncompensated Care Program, which is also funded by the hospitals. Item D is consider and approve the Federal Equitable Agreement and recertification and certification for the Sheriff's Office for the fiscal year 2025, and item E is consider and approve the Federal Equitable Agreement and certification for the District Attorney's Office for the year 2025. Item F is regular county bills. Check numbers 534114 through 534285. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion?
No discussion. Just want to make sure that $60 million is a big number, but that money comes from the hospitals. I just want to make sure that the public know we just reallocate it, right?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. We hold it, send it in, and they're able to get an enhanced reimbursement from the state for uncompensated and low to moderate income care. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County AgriLife Extension, we have one item to consider and possibly approve a certificate of completion for Commissioner Brandon Willis for completing the Commissioner's Leadership Academy Class 6 Session 2. Have a motion on that item?
No.
We're going to need to see video of him being there.
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under the Sheriff's Department, that. Oh, yes. Then go ahead, Mr. Fitzgerald.
I'll do it quickly. I'll go and ask VG Young Institute for signing sheets. Yes. And make sure that they're there.
I know he was there.
Briefly, if I may, I was asked to come and present the certificate from VG Young Institute, county government, for Extension's behalf. For more than 50 years, VG Young Institute of County Government has served the local governments in the state of Texas. Since 2005, the Institute is part of A&M AgriLife Extension Service, has offered the Commissioner's Court Leadership Academy to further enhance the professionalism, broaden the knowledge, and enrich the experience of county judges and commissioners in Texas. So this is a multi-part program that Commissioner Willis is enrolled in, and I'm going to steal his thunder from what he said last time, but here about a month or so ago got to participate in the County Judges and Commissioners Conference, saw Commissioner Alfred, Commissioner Erickson there, and what Commissioner Willis said last time rings true. When you get to visit with commissioners and judges from around the state and see how lucky we are here in Jefferson County, not only the resources that we have and the tax base we have, but I would say from the leadership that we have on the court, I think we're very blessed to have y'all as a leadership here. But with that said, I'd like to present Commissioner Willis.
Thank you. I take it that certificate is suitable for framing.
Yes. I framed the last one that I presented last time, and then got to see him at an event last week, and they handed out some certificates. I stole that idea, and I'm sure he might want to frame that on the wall and have it with the others, but just in case he wants to put it with something in the filing cabinet.
Great, thank you. All right, under Sheriff's Department, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the county judge to execute a memorandum of understanding between the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the Hardin County Sheriff's Office to assist with the care and rehabilitation of malnourished horses. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alfred and Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Engineering Department, we have several items. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit 04P25 between Jefferson County and Trident Pipeline Project, specifically the main line for the purpose of pipeline crossings and multiple county roads across Jefferson County, Texas, located in Precincts 1, 2, and 4. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit 05P25 between Jefferson County and Trident Pipeline Project, specifically the Golden Triangle Lateral Line for the purpose of pipeline crossings in multiple county roads in Jefferson County and Precinct 1, 2, and 4. Item C is to execute and receive and file an overweight permit 12OW25 and road use agreement between Jefferson County and Trident Pipeline Project for the purpose of overweight traffic carrying equipment and materials along multiple county roads located in Precincts 1, 2, and 4. Item D is to execute, receive, and file overweight permit 13OW25 and road use agreement between Jefferson County and WHC Energy LLC, Trident Pipeline Project for the purpose of carrying equipment and materials along State Park Road from Highway 87 to Keith Lake Boat Ramp. This project is located in Jefferson County Precinct Number 3. Item E is to consider possibly approving and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file and record a boat ramp letter agreement between Jefferson County and Trident Intrastate Pipeline LLC for the purpose of granting Trident use of a county boat ramp for the construction of a pipeline project located in Jefferson County Precinct Number 3. Item F is to consider possibly approving and authorize county judge to execute, receive, and file a record right-of-way and easement agreement between Jefferson County and Trident Intrastate Pipeline LLC. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Willis. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. Michelle, so each item, are they bonding each, or how does that work?
Like the pipeline permits, the pipeline permit, they cross the road, yeah. Each, there'll be a bond covering each one of those, and then the same thing with the overweight, there'll be a bond covering the roads that they're using to get in and out. So yeah, each one of these have got their bonds associated with them, or they're like the one for the boat ramp.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if there's a bond associated with that one, but that's if you mess up our boat ramp, you're going to fix it, so.
Yeah, we're talking about trying to create something for that.
Is that the new boat ramp or the old boat ramp?
No, this is the old boat ramp. This is the Keith Lake boat ramp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But
well, shouldn't that be a Keith Lake boat ramp is a relatively new one.
Relatively new one.
But shouldn't there be a bond tied to that?
We discussed doing that.
I can't get it up on my deal, but is there a bond?
Okay.
Okay. That boat ramp's bond.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, but
excuse me. Come up, please.
Come up to the mic, please.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Yeah, the other letter was for access to the other two boat ramps that we have interlocal agreements with TxDOT, but we don't actually have them in fee, so we just maintain them. We wanted to make sure that we were covered if they get in there and they damage the parking lot or the boat ramp. They repair and replace to better than existing condition at their own dime. So
right,
that covers us on the maintenance side of that.
Now, on the Keith Lake one, we should have several bonds on that. So how do we disseminate, we have the LNG utilizing that road, which we already have a bond on?
We do.
So, okay.
We do.
So
those companies are bonded, and now this company's bonded in there.
So, all right.
Yeah.
All right. As long as we cover it. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under human resources, pardon me, we have two items. Item A is consider possibly approve the Jefferson County grievance procedures under the Americans with Disabilities Act. And item B is consider and possibly approve the Jefferson County Statement of Assurance for Compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I want to wish everybody a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
And we appreciate your attendance here today. And if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you.